You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, will the trains go on strike? The latest supernatural trend. And Pam Grier. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Tonight. Take a seat, everybody. Take a seat. Let's get into this. Elon Musk is going to war with Apple. We find out what virus will kill you next. And Joe Biden is working on the railroad. Plus, the legendary Pam Grier is joining us on the show, everybody. So, let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Before we get into the big stories, let's catch up on a few other things going on in the world. We kick things off with the World Cup, where the United States has moved on to the round of 16 after defeating Iran 1-0. Yes, it's such an amazing win for them. It means that they go to the next round and they now get to say Iran instead of Iran. In Hawaii, the world's largest active volcano has just begun erupting for the first time in 38 years, which is a shame. Another brother fallen during No Nut November. It was so close, man. It was so close. In other science news, researchers have now reanimated a so-called zombie virus that has lain dormant under the Arctic ice for nearly 50,000 years. Yeah, now the good news is that Joe Biden is immune. He already had it as a kid. And I know a lot of people are worried. They're like, why are we doing this? It's dangerous to mess with viruses this way. But think about it, people. It's actually pretty smart because these viruses are eventually going to emerge anyway when the ice caps melt. So the quicker we can learn about them, the quicker we can make a vaccine that no one will take. In some legal news, a Florida woman is suing Kraft Foods over its microwave mac and cheese, arguing that while the box says it's ready in 3.5 minutes, that doesn't include the amount of time it takes to add the water and then wait for the sauce to thicken. And you can laugh, but she's right. I mean, the box doesn't even include the time it takes for me to cry over the fact that I have to eat Kraft mac and cheese for dinner. That's another 45 minutes. And you know, stories like this make you think about, it must be so hard for the lawyer who works on a case like this to discuss their work with their peers, you know? They're just sitting in a room, it's like, I'm working on a case to protect the right to abortion in the South. It's like, yeah, I'm working on it. A case to shut down a company that's been poisoning the water of poor communities. How about you, Alan? It's like, well, you know how sometimes mac and cheese takes longer to make than you expect? All right, well, let's move on to some of the biggest stories of the day. Starting with the ongoing firestorm facing Donald Trump, former president and host of the most disturbing dinner since the one Jeffrey Dahmer had. Last week, Trump ate dinner at Mar-a-Lago with Kanye West and a prominent white supremacist named Nick Fuentes. And we don't know exactly what happened at that dinner, except that nobody ordered latkes. But apparently, a lot of Republicans don't think it's a great look for the leader of their party to be splitting apps with neo-Nazis.
Donald Trump facing growing backlash to his dinner last week with prominent white nationalist Nick Fuentes. Republican politicians now among those calling out the former president.
I think there's it's been clear that there's no bottom to the degree to which President Trump will degrade himself and the nation.
Well, I think he'd make better choices, obviously.
That was a bad decision. There's no place for that in the Republican Party.
President Trump was wrong to give a white nationalist, an anti-Semite, and a Holocaust denier a seat at the table. And I think he should apologize for it, and he should denounce those individuals and their hateful rhetoric without qualification.
Let me just say that there is no room in the Republican Party for anti-Semitism or white supremacy.
That's right. There's no room at all, because we're already full. Yeah. I mean, we do have room for someone who hates Dothrakis, but that would be a new one.
You know, it's so funny watching Republicans try to chastise Trump for hanging out with someone who has the exact same views as him without chastising Trump for having those views, right? Because here's the thing, I'm willing to believe that Trump didn't know who Nick Fuentes was when he came to his dinner. As Trump says, I'm willing to believe that. But you've got to admit, it says a lot about him that he enjoyed this man's company and everything that he had to say, right? Like, if your friend brings Darth Vader to your house for dinner, that's not your fault. But 15 minutes in, any decent person would be like, I'm not comfortable with how much this guy talks about blowing up planets. Also, why is he wearing a mask? We've all been tested. And it is nice. It is nice to see Republican officials speak out against Trump for a change. But we all know how this is gonna end. Republicans get mad at Trump for a little while, and then they always get back together with him in the end. Trump scandals are basically like Hallmark movies. You know? Except Trump never actually changes and becomes a better person. It's just like, Donald, either you choose your career or you choose me. He's like, well, I choose my career. Okay, you can have me too, Donald. But let's move on to some news about trains, or as I call them, choo-choo trains. You may think about trains as just a form of transport or a place where people gather to solve murders, but they're not just that. It turns out that trains are responsible for carrying billions of dollars in goods across America every year. But over the past few months, railroad workers have been trying to negotiate better working conditions with the railroads. And the dispute has gotten so bad that now President Biden, Amtrak Joe himself, is stepping in.
President Biden is calling on Congress to avert a looming rail strike and impose a settlement that some union members rejected.
The president's involvement signals a major shift for him that could potentially pit him against his union allies. But right now, George, he says that he was reluctant to get involved in this one, but the potential that this could cripple the economy was just too much. A strike could threaten everything from farming and food to crucial chemicals for clean water, causing major supply chain disruptions.
Yeah, that's right. A railroad strike wouldn't just inconvenience passengers, it would devastate the entire economy. Which, you've got to admit, sounds weird in 2022, right? No, it does, because railroads feel so old-timey. You know, it's like, down the railroad! And it's like, it'll devastate the economy. Now it's like finding out you're losing your job because the Whale Hunters Union went on strike. You're like, but I work on computers. Yeah, well, actually, the internet runs on whale oil. What are you gonna do? Now, the situation is complex, but basically, some railroad unions are threatening to strike because despite railroad companies making billions in profits, workers' schedules are so unpredictable that they can't plan their lives, and they definitely don't get nearly enough sick days, which they deserve. Especially because every few train rides, they have to climb on the roof because they hear a sound and it's James Bond who's coming to punch them and take over the train. That's at least a mental health day. So it's kind of messed up for Joe Biden to step in and forbid the workers from striking. You know, that's the only point of leverage that workers have. If they can't strike, what are they supposed to do? Be like, all right, we'll run the trains, but when we blow the whistle, it's gonna be real sad. Choo-choo. At the same time, though, I can see why Joe Biden is willing to stop the unions from going on strike. He can't have the economy take a hit on his watch. His administration has enough problems. High interest rates, war in Europe. They can't find a sitter for Pete Buttigieg. Times are hard. But if anyone can solve a train crisis, it's Joe Biden. This man has spent his whole life obsessed with trains. This is his moment. Can you imagine? It's made for him. This is like if Trump had to solve a crisis involving the McRib. You know? He's just like, everyone out of the room, Melania, get me the Hamburglar on a secure line. We're gonna solve this. But this is yet another reminder of all the things happening in the supply chain that we all just take for granted. Right? We take it all for granted because a banana doesn't just show up in a grocery store. Somebody grows a tree in Costa Rica, and then it's picked and it's loaded onto a truck, and then a ship, right? And then another truck, and then a train. And then another truck. And that's when you buy it at the store. You put it on your counter and you let it slowly rot before throwing it in the garbage. And that garbage is picked up by another truck. And then it's shipped back to Costa Rica. It's actually beautiful when you think about it. It's a circle of life. Hakuna Matata. All right, finally. History is full of famous feuds. You know, Godzilla versus Mothra. Swifties versus Ticketmaster. Herschel Walker versus condoms. And now there's a new one. Elon Musk, the world's richest man, is picking a fight with the world's richest company.
Elon Musk has a beef with Apple. He claims the tech giant has threatened to pull Twitter from its app store. A move like that would, of course, crush Musk's new company.
Musk tweeting a series of claims against Tim Cook and company, calling out the iPhone maker for pulling back on advertising on the social platform, also complaining about the 15% to 30% fee that is placed on app developers. Musk also said that Apple had threatened to remove Twitter from its app store as part of its review moderation process. He likened this move to a suppression of free speech.
This is a battle for the future of civilization, he writes. If free speech is lost, even in America, tyranny is all that lies ahead.
Really, Elon? Tyranny? You can't give the Braveheart speech about everything. Everything? This dude is walking around Twitter headquarters like, this threatens the very existence of democracy and mankind. And the janitor's like, okay, geez, I'll refill the paper towels. Stop shouting. Now, we should unpack this a bit because Elon went full on ludicrous mode yesterday with a bunch of different claims about Apple. The first thing he complained about was that Apple stopped advertising on Twitter, which he thinks is an attack on free speech. And maybe it's just me, but do you also find it funny how free speech and giving Elon Musk money always seem to be perfectly aligned? Right? Elon's like, oh, so the world's most carefully protected brand doesn't want ads showing up next to Nazi memes? I guess you believe in censorship, huh? Secondly, Elon is bitching that Apple has threatened to drop Twitter from the App Store. And if that's true, it's probably because Apple requires all of its apps to be safe. And Musk has essentially fired all the people who are responsible for content moderation and replaced them with a sign that just says, hey, don't post that. And the third point that Elon's crying about is that Apple has too much power over iPhone apps. Yeah, because if he charges $8 a month for Twitter verification, Apple automatically gets to take up to 30% of any money people spend in the app. And Elon doesn't want that. I mean, he can't afford to give 30% of Twitter's money away just because some idiot made him spend $44 billion on an app that we all use for free. He can't afford that shit. And so that's where we are right now, the richest company versus the richest man in the world. And the stakes could not be higher. Because remember, the outcome of this war could determine how we spend our time while we poop. All right, that's it for the headlines. Before we go to a break, it's time to check in on all the latest social media trends with our very own Ronny Chang, everybody! What's going on, Ronny?
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. I love social media. It's the one place where you can keep your Thanksgiving fights going all year long. Here's what's trending today, okay? There's this weird video on TikTok of a doll dancing around in the forest. And now parents are showing their kids that video and tricking them into believing that the doll was them as a baby. Now, what I just said may not make any sense, but trust me, after you watch it, it will somehow make even less sense, all right? So let's take a look.
You remember?
That's not me, no, baby.
Yeah, it was. You don't remember?
Yeah.
You were just born.
Okay, stop. Stop the video. Putin, if you're watching this, please just nuke us right now. and end it, okay? Because if you're gonna gaslight kids, like you're gonna Men in Black brainwash your children, at least give them a good fake memory, okay? Like, make them believe that 2 years ago you already got them a Nintendo instead of losing their college fund in Bitcoin, right? Because this challenge is just mean. Even Woody Allen is like, this is no way to treat your own kids, okay? What, too soon? Too soon-y? Kids, let's try a new challenge, okay? The call protective services and tell them your parents are exploiting you for likes challenge, okay? Because you might even get a new family out of this. It'll be hilarious. Just something for the gram. And on the other thing that's trending right now is, as Trevor said, Elon Musk versus Apple. He's very upset right now. And of course, Elon is upset at Apple's policy, okay? Elon barely read his own contract to buy Twitter. You think he read Apple's terms and conditions? Okay, no one seems to understand. This guy is rich in America, okay? That means people should just do what he wants. Stop oppressing him, okay? Elon grew up in South Africa under apartheid, Trevor. Do you have any idea how hard that was for him? That's something none of us in this room could ever understand. And that is what's motivating him to save democracy, okay? By preserving our right to have neo-Nazis call me a cuck. So, you commies better let the free market save this company that's not profitable. But speaking of Twitter, the only trend that matters this week is the World Cup. Okay? Yeah, that's right. And every day, every trending topic is someone versus someone. USA versus Iran, Morocco versus Belgium. You can't see anything but World Cup hashtags. Okay? It's so bad, I don't even know who Pete Davidson is right now. Okay? That's how unclear my feed is. It's just buried under inane soccer tweets from idiots like this guy. You see this? Look at this. Lionel Messi, what a player. Do we need this? Do we need this? What a player, what a tweet, what a discovery. Oh my God. This guy should quit his job and become a soccer scout. Whoever he is, because he's got a real eye for finding the best player in the world for the last two decades. Listen, Pete Davidson could be f***ing Kathy Bates right now, and I wouldn't even know because of trash like this cluttering up my feed. Anyway, I gotta go. My mom just sent me a video of me as a baby playing in the forest or something. I gotta go watch this. All right, back to you, Trevor.
Ronnie Chang, everybody.
Oh my God, I'm so
cute. Thank you so much for that. And you should check out Messi, he's pretty amazing. All right, when we come back, Michael Costa will give you the secret to getting rich, so don't go away.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
With the global economy looking shaky, you may be wondering where you can safely invest your money. Well, Michael Costa has you covered with an opportunity you can't miss.
When you think of successful markets that have thrived during the pandemic while so many others have perished, you think of Zoom, Amazon, sweatpants, and haunted dolls. That's right, haunted dolls are big right now. Now, I'm not usually an occult guy, but to survive in this economy, I'm willing to make a deal with the undead. But first, I had to find out more about the business, and who better to teach me than Kat Blowers, the number one seller of haunted dolls on eBay.
Be scared of demons. Be scared of negative energy. But other than that, if you're interested, you should jump in with both feet.
You are literally in the business of ghosting people. When did you notice that the haunted doll business was skyrocketing and that you are basically the Jeff Bezos of haunted dolls?
I started in 2014 and there was only a few shops. Now there's probably 50, 60 shops for haunted dolls.
How many dolls would you say you've sold in the last year?
Probably 1,000.
There's money in this?
There is. I've seen a haunted doll go for $4,000.
Woo! Okay, now Costa's into it.
But my big question, aside from how can I hide $4,000 of doll sales from the IRS, is what made a haunted doll a haunted doll? According to haunted doll sellers, any doll that was inhabited by the soul of a dead person was prime for selling. But what made one haunting more expensive than another?
When you say haunted, for me that sounds scary. You're also saying that there's a positive haunting?
Absolutely, and I try to keep most of my stuff on the positive side.
Oh, you mean like the baby with its legs ripped off?
Actually, that one's not that positive.
Right, yeah. What if it's like a really evil spirit?
I actually do charge a little bit more. I don't want the little young kids to be able to afford it.
You can sell a human soul on eBay.
There was a ban.
Who was selling too many human souls?
You have to have a disclaimer if a ghost causes you to murder your wife.
Isn't capitalism fascinating?
It can be. That's about 25% of the business, and people send them to me, and right now I have a 2.5-year waiting list for evaluations. Yeah.
What?
Write down everything you know about the doll so that when I open the box, I know what I'm dealing with, and I'll talk to you in 2.5 years. The rest of the business is people contacting me looking for a haunted doll. Are you looking for a little kid? Are you looking for something that's going to challenge you? Are you looking for something that's going to scare your neighbors? There's spirits that will motivate you to do work. There's spirits that will attract money to your house. There's spirits that will attract love.
Wow. Clearly, Catherine was selling these haunted little hotcakes, but who are the everyday folks buying these haunted dolls?
Hi. I know. It's you. I know you.
Hey.
Yep. The Stormy Daniels. Stormy's doll, Susan, was purchased in 2011 and is said to be cursed with a uniquely malevolent spirit.
We believe Susan belonged to a little girl who died in 1955, and it definitely had something to do with a stomach issue.
Before we even started shooting, the producer on set here wanted to touch her, and you said, don't do that, you'll shit your pants.
Yes. 3 people that I slept with in a row, she attacked. They had stomach problems and back issues pretty much immediately. She's more mischievous than malicious. I've never felt like I was in danger.
What has Susan added to your life?
She adds protection when you go into these places that could be dangerous.
Okay, but is Susan really worth that much?
I have been offered $7,500 for her once and $10,000 for her once, but she is not for sale. She has her own TV show. She's on VH1's The Real Life. Anyone who follows her Instagram will know this little plastic bitch has been on yachts and Ferraris.
Is that her handle, this little plastic bitch?
It should be.
Would you say she's living her best afterlife?
She is definitely living her best afterlife.
So I went back to Kat to learn about the highly scientific analysis process used to identify a haunted doll.
So, bells. Okay.
After studying the extensive tools needed and the strict procedure...
What if the UPS guy rings the doorbell?
That screws it up.
I knew if I was serious about getting into the business of haunted dolls, the next step had to be trying out the haunted product to see what all the fuss is about.
Her name's Jennifer. She is about 7 or 8 years old, and we think she was murdered.
Is it safe to say that she was killed by a white man?
Yes.
Probably.
Absolutely.
What is it with the white men lately? What would Jennifer cost for someone?
60, 70 bucks.
60,
probably.
70 bucks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Jennifer. Sorry you got murdered.
So I left with my free trial named Jennifer, and I took a video diary to record my feedback.
Hey, so day 1 with Jennifer. I don't know if I really get it.
yet. The only thing I can report, I have had some violent dreams. There was a river of blood and there was a stabbing, but still better than what I was dreaming about before, which was the state of this country. So I think I'm starting to get it a little bit.
Did you make this for me?
I don't know if she's following me. Ugh. Or if I just bring her everywhere.
I can't do this with you watching.
Thank you.
The soul of this doll has excellent comedic timing. It's just great having someone around who laughs at my jokes. She is a haunted doll, and I know what I'm saying, and it sounds crazy, but it's just, it's wonderful.
Nice to meet you, nice to meet you. I'm gonna kill you. Just kidding.
The trial's over, and I can't get into this business. Sending Jennifer back to Catherine is the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Jennifer.
You gotta go. Get in the box.
Thank you so much for that, Michael. Right, stay tuned, because when we come back, the legendary Pam Grier will be joining me right here on the show. So don't go away.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Show. My guest tonight is an iconic actor you know from films like Foxy Brown and Jackie Brown, and she's here to talk about the new podcast season of her TCM podcast, The Plot Thickens. The final episode drops December 6th, and you can catch up on the whole season wherever you listen to podcasts. Please welcome the legendary Pam Grier. Give an applause, ladies and gentlemen. The legendary Pam Grier.
Trevor.
Welcome to The Daily Show.
Trevor. Hey. What are we going to do when you leave us, boo? Come on.
Well, I'm not leaving life.
No. But I look forward to you and hearing you and...
Thank you.
...and keeping me laughing at great stuff.
Thank you very
much. Our humanity. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I thank you because I feel like... And I'm not the only one who thinks this. If it weren't for you, so many of the movies that we know and love today wouldn't have been possible, because everybody who knows film knows that if it weren't for Pam Grier and what she did with all the movies that she made, there wouldn't have been black women on screen kicking ass the way that we see them today. You were the original action star at a time when black women weren't allowed to be portrayed like that. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you know, quickly, as a filmmaker, you have to develop an audience to be prepared for a woman performing martial arts, whether right. it's internal kung fu, external karate, mm-hmm. and external form, and jumping and firing firearms. And going, but I'm from the Black West. Don't worry about my guns, worry about my chainsaw, and we make moonshine, okay? So But I wanted to bring that culture to film to help not pontificate to anyone with filters and fear of me, a woman walking in a man's shoes. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, in the blue sweater. But to let everyone feel comfortable that they, my grandfather, Daddy Ray, in my biopic and everything that's happening, he said, Pammy, I want you to fly tides, go fishing, bring the boat in. I want all the girls to be self-efficient. And if a woman can do something, a man will respect you.
Wow.
And I've had that. And so that gave me the courage to fall, get hurt, but to show that women are just trying to be the best we can be. So when you don't come home from the war, we done cut the grass, we done paint the house, we welcome our men who may not come home, but we can do it, and you're proud of us.
That is beautiful. And you really did create something completely new and completely different. In The Plot Thickens, the podcast, what I love about it is we go through your life and your journey. There are few human beings who have lived, it almost feels like 100 lives in one lifetime.
It is.
You know?
It's Gumpian, Forrest Gumpian.
It really is Forrest Gumpian.
The shit that happened to me, come on.
Are you kidding me?
The first week I'm off the turnip truck, literally, I get to sing back up with Bobby Womack. He says, hey, I have a friend that is recording tomorrow night. Now, I'm literally sleeping in a garage trying to get into film school at UCLA. Okay, you're going to be working for Sylvester Stewart. Pretty Cat? What kind of Sylvester name is that? Okay, I can do it. I sang gospel in Denver. I play keyboards. So I go CBS, and the director, the manager says, have you sung with Wonder Love before? I went, Wonder Love? Stevie Wonder's back? No, I'm poor, and I live in Colorado, and I've come out here to go to school. And he says, okay, well, tell Sylvester. You want to meet him? Okay, so he walks me over to this big window. And a Sly and the Family Stone.
Wow.
Fro, bass, you know, wow. Chammy. On drums in the back, Buddy Miles. He had already started Band of Gypsies. So
what?
I get to sing, go to sleep. Elevator opens. Here's three guys in the elevator, a big black dude in the center with a hat, and two white dudes on the side, walking down the hallway. And I'm going, I smell patchouli oil. It's Jimi Hendrix.
What?
And the Band of Gypsies coming to jam with Sly and the Family Stone. Where are the tapes?
What?
Yeah, and he goes and, hey, man, you know, hey, brother, man. But I'm like a zombie. Like, oh, don't be stupid, Pam. You got. He said, she can sing. She's country. Don't pay any attention to her. And they started jamming. Where are the tapes? Come on now. I couldn't have planned that.
Where are the tapes?
Can you imagine? I don't know. Maybe you can find them.
I feel like every story in your life is this. You know, like you said, you grew up in a world where you're poor, you didn't have much. You come into this world, you're trying to do something. You start creating the something. You're singing with people. You're going out with legends and icons. You're becoming friends with them. You're working with them. You're creating. Yes. And you become the legend and the icon. I would love to know, when you've been part of this documentary that looks back on your life.
I know.
You know? When we're living life, oftentimes we don't take stock of every single thing that we've experienced. But when you get to hear it told back to you, when you get to tell it again, sometimes you appreciate it even more. I would love to know, when you look at it again, what is like one of the biggest moments, not of success, but where you go, wow, I cannot believe that I lived through that moment in my career.
I lived through Richard Pryor.
Wow.
I really loved him, and he loved me. He thought I was the funniest bitch around.
That sounds like something Richard would say.
His horse, Ginger, from the Mudbone folklore.
Yes.
The horse was injured. And I come from Western stock horses and grew up. The horses saved me and my family.
Yes.
And I had to take him to the vet, but I didn't have a truck or a horse trailer. Richard's in a bathrobe crying. He's going to kill every mother around. And I'm like, no, you don't have to kill anybody. We're going to put the horse in my Jaguar. He says, but it's a Jag. It's a four-door 76 right. XJ Elf, banana yellow.
But you say you're going to put the horse in the Jag.
We put the horse in the backseat of the Jag. I said, I'm going to pull in, and you push, Richard. We're going to get the horse in the Jaguar. We get the horse in the Jaguar. The shocks go boom. The tires go boom. And get in the car, Richard, with your ashy ankles and your bathrobe. Get in the car. Okay, we get in the car. We drive down the 405 to the vet. Yes way. And all of a sudden, I'm like, the car is a fishtail and all over the place with the horse in the back. And white people are saying, there's two Negroes in the car with a horse in the back seat of an English car. It's a Jag. And we're all over. And they're saying, where's the vet? Where's the vet? And they said, follow us. And so I've got a train of people, choo-choo train, following us to the vet. with the horse in the back seat to get, you know, I'm gonna save a horse, I'm gonna save a life.
I love that.
And we get there and Richard said, baby, you the funniest bitch I've ever known. You funnier than me. Saved her life, and he realized that I loved him and I didn't want him to fall off the wagon because he was trying to get his, you know, stuff together. And I would do anything. When you really love someone, mm-hmm. when you don't abandon people you love. Mm. You abandon people you're using. Hmm. And I never used him.
What do you think it was about you that immunized you from a world where you've talked about this, you know, in your biography, and you've talked about this in your stories. So many of the people around you who were brilliant, they were icons, they were changing
the world.
They were
geniuses.
They were geniuses, but they were also addicted to drugs. Drugs was really, you know, destroying who they were. Many people going into rehab, some never making it out. And yet you managed to escape so much of that. What do you think it was about you?
I can't drink gin. I'm part Native American. The juniper berry makes my brains. I remember at my debutante ball, I had a slow gin fizz and I wasn't supposed to have it. And I remember someone said they saw me jumping off a table in my mom's wedding dress, fighting, duking it out. I think because I've had four attacks, one as a child, and then again at 7, and then at 18, and then 20, I fought a family trauma, many of you know about from my book. And I found my pain is dip, but my joy is infinite. And I find such joy in watching these geniuses escape their genius. Hmm. It's scary. You can't repeat that. Who's going to play Miles Davis again? Hmm. Bitches Brew on a chart. Who's going to do that? Nobody. Who's going to do a lot of the music that's done today and it's not being written because it's not going to be played 40, 50 years from now? That's genius. And you have to play it over and over and over again in your show every night or at a concert. Mm. It's, what do? Take the fear and anxiety away. I can do it. I created it. I got to do it again. 8 shows a week. That's a test for yourself and your discipline. And you've got this out here. Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep it out there. What genius that you created note by note, bar by bar. Everyone who writes classical music, pages, volumes of it, is like, yeah, they're going to do something because they're going to have to recreate that.
Wow.
Or sell it to someone. And so when you do that, and when they say, well, who's going to fill my shoes? I said, it can be filled because there's a lot of women that come up to me and say, Pam, thank you. I was criticized for being a tomboy. No, you ain't a tomboy. You're a girly girl. And it's okay. But just be the best that you can be.
That's what makes you so legendary. Is you forged a path. You know, you don't know how many people will be inspired by it. And now you're there on the other end, tying it up again, forging the path for the next Pam Grier. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. Thank you for being here. Congratulations on the story, on your biopic, on your life. We appreciate you so much. Pam Grier, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Thank you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Well, that's our show for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before we go, though, I just wanted to remind you that today is Giving Tuesday. So please consider donating to One Simple Wish, a charity that grants wishes to kids and young adults in foster care. If you want to help grant a wish or donate towards their holiday wish fund, then please do so at the link below. Until next time, stay safe out there. And remember, USA will be playing against the Netherlands Saturday at 10 a.m. So you finally have an excuse to get drunk in the morning.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.